It's impossible to escape the speculation, fans wanting to see you in action. What's the past few weeks been like for you, from your standpoint?
Nothing. My job is to be the best teammate I can be. And for me, that's helping Eli. That's helping the receivers and our offense get touchdowns on the board, help our team win. So it hasn't changed my preparation or anything. I want to be a great teammate first and work really hard at continue to put hours in, learn this offense, learn the NFL game. But, you know, I'm here to help people win, and that's my role in the team right now.
Bounce out of it. Is it frustrating not being made inactive for the first 8 games of the year?
I commit to the controllables. That's what I've always lived by. It's out of my control. That's a Coach McAdoo question. You have to ask him. But my job is to help our team win, and my job through that is to help us prepare and watch extra film and help guys that come in on off days. I can have stuff for them and just kind of be a sponge and learn from one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. The best quarterback to ever play for this franchise, and there's only been six other guys still for over 50,000 yards. So he's been a heck of a teammate. He's been helping me a bunch, and I think I've learned so much from him, and I'm very thankful to have a teammate like Eli and Gino and all those guys.
Understanding what the reality is, Davis, there's this perception that is media created or fan created. Does that become a distraction, or is it something that you're totally able to lock out by not even looking at the media?
No, I don't. That affects my preparation, so that's something I don't really invest much time in. Again, my job is to be the best teammate I possibly can be, and work extremely hard at that. You know, I'm learning a lot throughout this season, both offensively wise and learning defensive systems and what NFL players like to do from a football standpoint. So I'm learning a bunch. It's been really helpful to have great teammates like Eli and Gino and a great coaching staff and just learn as much as I possibly can. So I'm a sponge. I'm going to work hard, and that's out of my control. I commit to controllables, and I live by that.
And I think that's
how ready do you think you would be if you got thrown into the game?
Again, I can't answer that question. Just can't. I think I'm a good player, and I've played football for since seventh grade. So, at the same time, my job, my role on this football team is to be a great teammate, and be the best teammate I possibly can be, and work extremely hard to be the best quarterback I can be whenever my number does get called, whether that be 10 years from now or never. I want to be ready. I want an opportunity when it ever does come. I'll be ready. But at the same time, my job, my role, and that's not going to change, is to be the best teammate I obviously can be.
But you, I guess you don't. What you say? I mean, would you have confidence if you had to be thrown into a game?
Yeah, that's an easy question. I'm confident in everything I do. It could be playing checkers. I'm confident. So, don't blow that out of proportion, because that could be a question that could be deceiving.
Davis, let me ask you this: as a rookie, you've been around now an NFL team and Eli Manning for a better part of half a season. Can you see the benefit in being a sponge and being able to watch and pick up stuff and learn stuff from this perspective?
Yes, no doubt. I mean, I think this has been an unbelievable experience for me. I'm living my dream. I'm in the NFL. So not many people get to say that, and not many people get to say, you get to learn from one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. I mean, the things he's accomplished for this franchise and the things he's helped me since my short time here. I mean, I've learned something. I mean, I've said it before in the media 100 times. I learned something 100 things in 1 minute from Eli. He's very smart. I've been a sponge. I'm continuing to learn. I'm continuing to grow as a quarterback and a person. And there's not one person that sets the standard better to be a New York football giant than Eli Manning. So I'm very thankful to be his teammate. And, again, that's my role, is to be a great teammate, be a sponge.
Is there any one or two, specific examples you could say? You said you learned so much. Is there anything just specific off the top of your head you say, well, he really opened my eyes on that?
Number one thing, I think Eli's the same person every single day. So, we come in on Monday after a win or a loss. He's the same person. He's up there grinding. He's 36 years old, played this game for an NFL for 13 seasons. He's up here the same hours. He's a great routine. And that's something I've really taken upon, because he's the same person. His teammates respect that. He's a good communicator to everybody in the locker room. He's just an unbelievable human being, a great worker. So the biggest thing I've taken away from him is he's the same person no matter win, loss, doesn't matter, bad day, good day. He's going to keep grinding and continue to find ways to get better.
If I talk to your teammates in high school and college, would they have said that about you? Or were you, that's hard to beat. Were you more up and down?
Well, I get to ask my teammates. I don't know that. I think I'm a pretty even keel kind of guy, mostly more confident than even keel, but at the same time, yeah, that's my teammates. I don't know. I don't ask about myself very much. So.
What'd you get out of leading that last drive in that final preseason game? I know it's a preseason game. You're a rookie, but do you get something more out of that than just the practice you put in and learning the offense?
Yeah, it's just a live situation where you can get hit. Practice, you have red jerseys on, and You know, defensive lineman runs by you, and you kind of understand, hey, I got sacked there, but you're not getting hit. You don't understand the pressure coming up in front of you. So, again, all the preseason action I did get was very beneficial to my growth as a quarterback in this league. And I got better every game. I got better every practice when I got reps, and I'm going to continue to take that approach. I've gotten better today than I was that game. So I just continue to get better, commit to the controllables, and be a great teammate, work extremely hard at learning this offense, understand what it takes to be an NFL quarterback. It's my number one concern.
Do you keep an eye on what other quarterbacks are doing or not doing? Like guys who are
positively, I text them. You know, like Deshaun, felt awful for him. He's an unbelievable player. Had a heck of a start to his rookie campaign. Can't wait to see what he does when he comes back. Patrick Mahomes comes up here in a couple weeks. Excited to see him. C.J. Beathard's got a chance to play a little bit. Mitch Trubisky's done well. So, yeah, I try to cheer everybody on. It's a difficult position, and especially those rookies. I know them pretty well, and I got to meet them at the draft. And the combine, throughout the whole draft process. So it's good to see them have some success.